We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With medical cannabis coming legal in Missouri soon, what is a woman to do? Well, we're going to find out. A Woman's Guide to Cannabis is a book written by Nikki Furr. And Nikki joins me here this morning. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So women are maybe wondering, well, we're going to have a chance to get medical marijuana. So what is this all about?
Medical marijuana is an opportunity for us to use a plant and a natural remedy to make ourselves feel better rather than pharmaceuticals and other dangerous things we've been doing.
And it works?
It definitely works. I've seen it work in other people. I've seen it work in myself. I've seen the studies. It definitely works.
So what do women need to know as this comes legal and they're thinking, well, do I have a condition, first of all, where I can legally get medical marijuana?
And that's the thing. To get a medical card to go into the dispensary and purchase medical marijuana, you do have to have a condition that's on the list of qualifying conditions. But the thing is, that list is enormous. There are dozens of conditions on the list, including chronic pain, which sort of covers anything that just makes you hurt. Pain is the number one reason why people use medical marijuana, so having chronic pain on the list allows anyone in pain to be able to go into the dispensary.
Now, another issue will be having a doctor who is willing to prescribe it.
Yes, and that a lot of doctors that work for well-insured companies will not be allowed to sign off on medical cards. But the good news is that other doctors will step forward and open sort of a private practice. And you go in and, you don't use your insurance, but you get your medical card from this doctor and talk to them about your condition and what you're going to use it for. And they can recommend products and doses and that kind of thing. So there will be doctors out there that do this. They're just not open yet.
And,
or they're opening now.
And how do you find out about them?
They will get the word out that they have offices open. When I worked in dispensaries in Denver, we had cards that would direct people to the doctors that recommended. Ask around, word will get out who's doing that.
There are different types of marijuana that will be available for different types of maladies that you're dealing with. What advice do you have for those trying to get the right type?
Absolutely. And that's the main reason I wrote the book. There's so many different conditions that people come to the dispensary for. And then once you get there, there are so many different products that really seeing what you're there for and what you're looking to do and what's going to work best for you can be kind of complicated. So the book is there to explain all of the products. And also it's sort of common sense. You know, the hand cream is for arthritis. Smoking a joint is going to do basically what you think it's going to do. It will affect you right away. Eating an edible takes a little bit longer. So if you're looking for immediate pain relief, inhaling is a good option. The good news in Missouri is that the laws for the program are so well written that it's not going to be restrictive on the patients. Everybody is going to be able to find what they need. Kids with seizures will find capsules that have precise doses of THC and CBD that will help them stop their seizures. It will have a very good program. We just have to wait a few more months to get it open.
The book is A Woman's Guide to Cannabis. The author is Nikki Furr. And Nikki, when you go to the dispensary, that's going to be a new experience for a lot of people. What advice do you have for them?
The standard advice is to start low and go slow. Start with a very small dose, see how that feels, and don't take the second dose after you think the first one hasn't kicked in. That's the number one mistake. So as long as we just take one and wait for it to kick in, everything should be fine.
And there are all, I'm looking at your book here, you have hard candy. This is the edible cannabis, of course. Are these recipes in here?
There are recipes in there. Some people really enjoy making their own edibles, and that's the recipes are an easy way to do that. Edibles can be expensive, and if you're taking them every day for medicine, it can be sort of costly, so making your own does save you a little money. And then there are just a few things that aren't in the dispensary yet cannabis is anti-aging on our skin, but I can't find face cream in a California dispensary yet, so I make it at home. There are just a few products, you know, that as the cannabis industry gets going, we don't have access to yet. So the recipes are a way to make them yourself.
I'm paging through here and I see here's one on page 64. How does it feel to get high? Well,
For a lot of people that haven't tried it or haven't tried it since college, and college was a long time ago, it's not nearly as scary as you think it is. It's a couple of glasses of wine. It's not, you know, body shots and fraternity parties. It's not nearly as scary as we think it is, unless you take too much. That's when people get uncomfortable. So we just want to make sure when people do it for the first couple of times, they're using small doses and starting low and going slow. That's the slogan that Denver invented, and we love it.
Now, the book is a woman's guide to cannabis. How is it different for men?
It's not that it's different for men. It's that women have other conditions and other things going on that men don't, that we can use cannabis for. It works for menopause and all sorts of conditions associated with menopause. It works with PMS. Men don't have to deal with endometriosis, and women do. So we just have other conditions that cause pain that, you know, men might not want to talk about. So we talk about them all here, and they can eavesdrop if they want to. There's some recipes in there for them as well.
And one of the concerns might be the cost. In your experience in California and Colorado or elsewhere, how expensive is it?
It is expensive. And unfortunately, we're not at the point yet where insurance is covering it. We'll get there, but not yet. There are ways to make sure that you are using cost-effective methods. And in Missouri, what's neat, when they wrote into the program, every cultivator and every producer, in order to get a license to make the medical cannabis, they had to show that they were coming up with a low-income payment plan for low-income people, so that the people that really need it can afford it. So it is, the cost is there, which might make, you know, people slow down a little bit, but it's worth it in the end.
And again, the book, A Woman's Guide to Cannabis, where can we get it?
It's available anywhere books are sold. Left Bank Books in the Central West End has autographed copies. And then it's also at Barnes & Noble and Amazon and everywhere else.
All right, Nikki Furr, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.